Hi, it's Zach again from ParatalkRadio.com, here to tell you about Six Graphics. Six does some of the best graphics for the internet. Paratalk uses her graphics, and you should too. She makes everything you could want for your page, signs, banners, avatars, anything. Check out her new site at SixGraphics.com. That's SIXGraphics.com. Six Graphics, custom designs for paranormal minds.
Hi, this is Chris from Crossroads Paranormal Radio. Tune in to Mike and I every Sunday night at 10 Eastern, live on Blog Talk Radio. Join us at www.cprshow.com as we discuss various paranormal topics and interview members of the paranormal community. Crossroads Paranormal Radio, breathing life into the paranormal community.
AKA the Demon Hunter.
And all you blue-collar ghost hunters need to be sure to tune in and listen live every Sunday night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Right here on Blog Talk Radio,
where we'll be discussing ghost hunting and all the folks who do it.
You can check us out at www.ghostanddemon.com.
And believe us when we say this ain't your mama's paranormal, baby.
Ghostman and Demon Hunter is beyond the normal podcast.
Good place, okay?
Yeah, help me out.
Do me.
Ian, how would you like your own Talking to the Dead show?
You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
It's like pulling teeth around here, man.
That's what happens when you play jokes on the listeners.
I push one button, it doesn't work. I push another button, it works. I don't understand this thing.
Too many buttons.
Well, you know, we couldn't have any comedy relief without problems.
Right, right.
Of course.
That's the way it works.
That's the way they work.
I don't know. Well, we might as well ask our illustrious guests.
Yeah.
Were either of you guys listening to the show before we brought you on?
No, I wasn't. Sorry.
Okay.
Marcus Leader was listening to the show.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, that was a very cool April Fool's joke. I went upstairs to fix a cup of coffee, and I was stirring it up and stuff, and I heard a bunch of static, and I heard you yelling, "Get out of my house." I went over and walked to that stairway and listened, and then I heard it again, and so I came downstairs real quick, spilled the coffee all over myself, and I came down and dead air.
Nice.
Our lawyer's address is 123 Main.
Yeah, go ahead. And,
Sorry, Marcus.
That's okay.
You didn't burn yourself or anything, did you?
Oh, no.
You have a sign on your coffee maker, coffee is served very, 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 very hot, right?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
So I don't forget.
Oh, good.
And, you know, I'm sorry we had to bring, we rushed you guys in a little bit late because we were having problems with the phone line like we always do, it seems like. So we kind of, you guys just kind of came on and we said, okay, we're coming back like now. So,
welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Yeah. Welcome to the chaos, we call this thing. Guys, well, formally, I want to introduce. Nice piece of paper, Doug.
my paper's all crazy.
I want to introduce our dear friends, Marcus Leader and Mark Macy, both, like I said, good friends of the show.
Yeah, Marcus Leader, your website is www.myspace.com/Leader Research Center.
You had another website, didn't you, Marcus?
I also have, it's just I don't have it up right now because I'm changing the whole thing, and it won't be done for probably another 2-3 weeks, but... It's www.looterresearch.com.
Yeah, that's the other side. I know it was down this week when I was pulling information and stuff together.
Yeah, I changed from one server to GoDaddy, and I just haven't done everything yet on it.
That's what happened.
Understandable.
I've heard that a couple times now today. But of course, so everybody add Leader Research Center on your MySpace to as your friend.
Yeah,
show some support.
Because it's important to have friends.
Yes, it's important to have friends. And then
SatansWebsite.com.
And of course, I think everybody knows.
Oh, yeah.
That Mark Macy's website is www.worlditc.org.
Oh yeah.
And I know this for a fact, Mark, because every single conference I go to, and I go to a lot of conferences. Somebody mentions you and your website.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good to hear. I appreciate that.
Everybody is talking about ITC, and you are top of the hill for that. So worlditc.org.
Well, again, I have to say, too, we say this all the time, Mark. And I was not here for the last time Marcus Leader and Mark Macy were together here on the show. I was actually so sick I couldn't even get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is a new experience for me. I'm really excited. But I have to say, Mark Macy, we may have said this to you in the past, but we're going to say it again. Your site and the research you guys are doing over there really was a turning point, I think, for Ghostly Talk. We had you on the show the first time. I remember us going to the restaurant after the show that night and just talking about ITC for hours.
Yeah.
I like to hear that. I appreciate that a lot.
It was absolutely crazy. I mean, I really think it kind of changed our research a lot and just the work with Spiricom and things like that. It has really kind of put a new light on the stuff that we do.
I get emails. Tons and tons of emails, and several folks in the past have talked about trying to recreate the Spiricom.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people are building the Spiricom, and they're doing their best.
We have
they really
someone
are.
On the phone that's doing stuff like that.
Excellent.
We do.
Well, I want to know from Mark Macy.
Okay.
Mark.
Yes.
Is that just tomfoolery now? This is now. I'm not asking to be tongue-in-cheek or anything. I'm asking a serious question because I have thought seriously very hard about it. And I've talked with you many times on the show. And something that you keep saying over and over, and something that people have been telling me at conferences and on the, you know, when I'm on my instant messengers and when I'm calling people, is that it really does depend on, you know, groundedness, frame of mind, you know, a whole lot of external things right now, other than just the actual hardware. So let's say somebody does go and get, you know, a transmitter, a receiver, a Faraday cage, and they do all this stuff properly, you know, and they tweak and they play and they. What are the odds? What are their chances of recreating a successful Spiricom, even one brief message from
yeah,
beyond?
Yeah.
What are their chances?
Unfortunately, the chances are not that good because it's been my experience. That when somebody develops a new piece of equipment, it's usually built around that person's energy and also the energy of the spirit group working with him or her. And so when somebody else tries to replicate it, they have a very difficult time. One exception I've found to that is something that's new out there. It's called Frank's Box. Have you heard about Frank's Box?
Yeah, we have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we
yes,
have.
We
okay.
have, yes.
And there seems to be several of those out out in the world right now, and a number of them seem to be getting some results, which is unusual for ITC research, from my experience.
Well, I know, and just to kind of go on what you're saying, Doug, I mean, this is the number one thing we talked about the first time we had you on the show, Mark, was, you know, you can have all the equipment you want. You can build all these amazing contraptions and neat things to mess around with and experiment with, but if the group, or even yourself, is not in the right frame of mind where if you're me,
you're too scattered.
Yeah, you're thinking about 1,000 things every second of the day. You're not going to have very good results. You have to be spiritually in tune to the work you're doing. And I see that a lot. I see that a lot now with people.
I found our spirit friends told us, they gave us some hints about what qualities people have that make ITC especially accessible to them. And one of them they described as having a focused will that penetrates the veil like a lance. Those are their words. And they said they also, these individuals also have the ability, through a strength of mind or something, to create forms and structures in other realities with their mind, with their intention. And people who have that quality, I don't know if we have ways to discern that quality here on Earth, but they can see it from the other side. And those people seem to have the best results with ITC right away. Other people, let other people have to work at it a bit. Mm-hmm. And they also told us that what you were suggesting, that when you have a group of people working together in harmony over a period of time, that's when you draw ethereal beings, these angelic beings, into the work who can provide a lot of power and energy and protection to the work. So those are the qualities I know that really make ITC happen from the psycho-spiritual standpoint.
Well, then I'm hearing some positives. Here's what I hear, Mark, and let me know if I'm off base or if I'm on track.
Well, one thing, too. Marcus?
Yes.
Chime in whenever you want, too. We're going to – I'm serious. Just if you got something to say,
you've got
chime in also.
With
yeah,
too.
Please.
Yeah, no, so far I agree 100% with Mark.
Thank you.
what I'm hearing is that I like the force of will. Because, see, here's the thing, Mark. The people that I talk to, they do have a genuine – interest, a genuine determination,
a love for this work,
and a love for the work. and a desire, and so as they go through doing this work, I think they are indeed becoming focused. They're becoming closer to their expected results. Mm-hmm. You know, they're thinking of their expected results. I mean, if you're sitting there and you're soldering a resistor to a diode or whatever, I don't know what you do, but you know, if you're doing that, you're pretty focused, and they really do want this to work. So the desire is there, the determination is there, so it just leaves up to chance the other side, I think, and also what I've heard is that. I'm a great believer in things that Edgar Cayce had said, and one of the things that he said, and it has been echoed by many, many, many people throughout the eons, is that we create our reality. And if it is possible for somebody to focus themselves so intensely on a project, I think that they could, not even knowing it, create the apparatus for the other side.
Possibly.
While they're creating the apparatus for this side. So I do see a couple of possibilities there. So when I talk to people out at the conferences and on the show who are working on this work, I will continue to tell them that it's possible and it can happen, but perhaps not in the sense that the original SpiritCom experiments happened, that it may have gone beyond that now. And I'll have them look at things like Frank's Box and the other kinds of things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I will encourage folks to continue to do the work then.
I'd just add one thing to what you were saying. Also, when you have the intention and you're working on the project, as you described, a lot of people on the other side are attracted to that. They're attracted to your intention, and they begin to gather around you, you know, and that's how your spirit group begins to form. So you're exactly right, this, from my experience, what you just said.
Well, that's an interesting point, too, Mark. And Marcus, I want you to let me know about this, what you think also. This isn't something, and I think we've discussed this before, but something I think we should reiterate regardless. This isn't something you can do overnight. If you really want to get results from this, this is not something you're going to be able to just like throw something together and go, okay, talk. It just doesn't work that way. This is something, like Mark was saying, this is something that, you know, you're going to work on it, and over time, the spirit beings will begin to surround this whatever beacon you're putting out, possibly. And hopefully over time you'll be able to get better results then. But it isn't something that's going to be able to, you're going to be able to do instantaneously. It takes time. Am I completely nuts on that, or am I correct?
For most people, it does take time, yeah.
Marcus?
Yeah, and, you know, same thing. It's something that takes time, and, you know, it's frustrating, you know, from a scientific viewpoint, because I have a scientific background and a shamanic background.
Mm-hmm.
Some people know that I spent 8 years in one-on-one training with Dr. Carlos Castaneda.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so he's taught me ways to use intention and to perceive the world. And, you know, I can, under the right circumstances, I can see things, you know, without equipment or anything. But, you know, my goal is to scientifically prove the existence of all this and the methods. And it gets frustrating because, just like Mark was saying, you've got to have intention. You've got to have the ability to pierce through the veil. And the problem with using groups is, like he was talking about harmony, you've got to have everybody focused in the same wavelength. You've got to have them focused with the same thought in order to generate it in groups. And if someone starts doing this type of research, they can get all the equipment they want. But if they can't, you know, first make, they have to make a disturbance on the other side for any entities to notice. And it's like, you know, the device that I have and I experiment with, picture, you know, sending out a signal through the veil to the other side or whatever dimensions. It's not just one dimension. There's other dimensions we can deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But picture like making a phone call to a telephone, you know, booth out in the middle of nowhere in the desert, and you're just hoping somebody comes by. You know, if you don't know, if no one knows you're making the call, no one's going to be there to answer. And that's why, like the SpiritCom, you know, people can replicate the experiment exactly, and they may not get any results. because they have to focus their intention and let themselves be known first. You've got to have some place to call. And so it's, I think it can be done, but it does take a lot of work, and people need to be trained that are doing this. They need to be trained to, the mental tools, to the ability to focus their intention. There are exercises and meditations and different techniques like that. And that's where it gets frustrating from a scientific viewpoint, because you can't, meditation and science don't really mix. And you have to first open up the door and then try to get somebody's attention to communicate. Once you do that, then the scientific equipment, kicks in.
We've tried this stuff in the past, Marcus, here at Ghostly Talk, the group, as in the group of people. And the more I thought about it over this, since this has been a couple of years since we've done stuff. We do stuff right here and there, and we're working. There's so many other things to do, and there's a million things going on at all times. I think that might be part of the problem too, when you think about it. But what I was thinking about mainly is with personnel. Not that we don't get along. We all get along great. We have a ball together, right? But I know that there's with our group, for example, when we're trying to do ITC experiments, we are all very, very, very energetic people. Well, Bonnie is sort of, kind of. She tends to float sometimes. But no, we all are very energetic. Don't give me that look. We all are very energetic people.
Aiming energy right now.
I can feel it.
It's piercing him through the skull, not through the vein.
Why is my head getting hot?
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying, though, is we are all very intense. We're very energetic people. And like I just said a few minutes ago, I know myself, I am always thinking in 1,000 different directions. I'm always trying to cover all bases at all times. I'm always trying to, it's taken care of. I'm always trying to take care of everything at once. And I've tried very hard to kind of like ease off and be more relaxed. I'm not very successful, let's say. I know Doug, yourself, and this is just me talking to you. I know we're both the same way. We're both between our professional lives.
Well,
in the ghostly talk thing, it's crazy.
Right, but ever since I was in junior high and stuff, I have been able to meditate successfully. And
I'm trying to make this the group's problem, not my problem, Doug.
Well,
sorry. No, you're right. Well, I think. Well, maybe am I the weakest link?
Maybe.
You are.
Kick him off.
You are the weakest
show.
Link. Goodbye.
We're kicking, and not off the show, because we can't do the show without you. We'll kick you off the experiment.
I am therefore banned from doing any ITC research anymore, because I ruin it for everybody.
No, that's not true. I think that everybody's energy will add to the whole, but I think that you may need to focus
that's
more.
The point. I've been trying forever, and you guys got to help me.
Why don't we sit down every now and then and have group meditation?
We tried that. We were doing that a while back, remember?
Yeah, we did it twice.
It kind of went away.
Now, one mistake that the people make is they confuse attention with intention. Mm-hmm. And attention isn't the same thing. You can focus on something, focus your thoughts on it, but that's not intention. Intention, it's... having your mind jump around to different subjects is a weakness that, you can help with developing attention, focusing your attention. But intention is a little different. That's where you do have to focus on what your objective is. You picture that in your mind, you visualize it, whether it's, making contact. You don't have to go into great detail. You just have to pretty much state what it is you want to do and make that clear in your mind. And then you focus on it. You focus on it happening. Visualize it happening in your mind, and then you project it outwards. But another mistake that a lot of people make is they project it with their minds, and it's not the mind that projects intention. It's the physical energy body, and the actual intention comes from the area of the solar plexus, and it's just above the navel there. And it's the actual energy of intention comes from that point. It doesn't come from the head.
You're talking about chakras, then, am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, how interesting.
You have to build up what you want, and you just focus and focus. And then it's like with all your desire, you build up your desire for this to happen. And it's like you're building, it's like blowing up the balloons, filling it up with your thoughts and desire and you, visualizations of what you want to happen, and then when you shoot it out, you focus on your solar plexus instead of, you know, most people, you know, feel it in their heads or consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
You try to move that down, and you that's something you practice with meditation, but you move it down from to the area of the solar plexus, and then you just open the gates up and blast it out.
Hey, Mark Macy, about 35 seconds ago, while Marcus was talking, there was a voice come in there.
Is that you?
That was unfortunately my voice. Yeah, I was trying to say, I was saying capacitance. Marcus was talking about building up a charge, and it's kind of like a psycho-spiritual capacitance or something.
Yeah.
You build up this energy.
That's a good example.
You know, I would also add something to what Marcus was saying, which is right on, but when we had that INIT group, the International Network for Instrumental Transcommunication,
mm-hmm.
we were getting some fantastic contacts, and it was only one or two people in the group who had that really rare quality to that ITC quality, you know. Everybody else just basically had goodwill and a real close sense of friendship with everybody. So all that seems to be the main part of the group, is just the goodwill toward each other, trust, friendship, and you avoid things like fear and doubt and envy and animosity among the members. As long as you can keep that emotional harmony among yourselves,
mm-hmm.
and have one or two people with that really good quality for penetrating the veil, then you can have miraculous things happen in your group.
Do you know, this could happen because, Scott L., how many
folks... I'm totally screwed. I hate you guys.
Right, I know.
Not Marcus and Mark.
It
I just don't like you guys.
It absolutely screws us.
I know. We're our own little group.
Scott and I are like brother and sister from 17 previous lives before.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you that when I'm out there and I'm talking to folks, and I obviously, whenever you talk to somebody, you judge their character. You can't help but judge because we're humans. And,
mm-hmm.
And I've not noticed anybody with any deceptive or you know, qualities that would, you know, I mean, there are people out there who are like that, but the people who are asking me about ITC
mm-hmm.
are, for the most part, pretty genuine.
Oh, yeah.
There's a fellow, I think, in Grand Rapids or somewhere on the west side of Michigan who's working on an ITC experiment. There's somebody in the, I can't remember if it's Utah or Iowa or somebody out in that
Marcus.
Region. Well, I know Marcus is there doing it too, but there's another group too. Or there's a fellow out there who emailed me about that. There's several and then there's several people who I talk to on, you know, at actual conferences, not through the email, who mm-hmm. are working on ITC and really, really investigating it.
Yeah.
And none of them struck me as, you know, they all struck me as being fairly genuine and really, really wanting to get to the meat of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if this research were a snowball at the top of a mountain, I think that it's going to start rolling faster and faster and get bigger and bigger and eventually, hopefully, cause some kind of good for us. Avalanche kind of thing, not a bad for us avalanche.
There's a lot of there's a lot of dynamics to this though. It just the point being, I think from this last half hour, I think this is going to be a big point we're going to make throughout the rest of this night. It's just that it isn't quite as easy as people think
it
is.
It isn't.
And this is coming from, you know, Mark Macy and Marcus Leader and the host of Ghostly Talk also. I've burned my brain out on white noise and static. I've done everything I can. I've sat for hours. We've all tried these things. And we need to know, hopefully we'll get some help tonight. You guys listening to the show get some help tonight. That's what we're here for. That's what we're doing here. But ITC is such a fascinating thing, and we're obsessed with it. We're obsessed with it. We really are.
And I'll show you, is it like break time? Is that why you're reaching
time.
Over?
Yeah.
Well, good.
I'm in the position.
Next half hour, I want to talk with Mark and Marcus about what your current experiments are, what you guys are currently going on. Then, if it works into that half hour, or maybe we'll have to carry over to the next half
hour.
You're
planning.
I'm planning. All right, you're right. I should not plan. So let's talk about what you guys are doing in the next half hour, and then we'll switch over to what other people are doing, in, you know, later on in the show.
Let's do that.
So,
All right, guys. Hey, again, we want to thank Marcus Leader and Mark Macy for joining us tonight. ITC night here. How cool is
and
this?
While,
I love these shows.
Yes, and while we're on break and you guys are enjoying independent music from independent bands, which, of course, I want you all to listen to and expose yourselves
to. Important. Do it.
To indie music. Surf on over to worlditc.org and read up on some of this stuff. Oh. And also go to myspace.com and add Leader Research Center as your MySpace friend.
Marcus Leader is the man. So is Mark Macy. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
I keep shaking this ball, and all I get is the number 8. Where's the snow? I told my psychic I wanted to know if I was going to win the lottery, and she asked me for the numbers. The death card keeps showing up in this deck. Maybe I should get a reflector on my scooter. I keep dreaming about frogs leaping into my bed. This book says I'm just horny. Having a bad day at the Wheel of Fortune? KarmaCast has answers. Check out KarmaCast.com for show listings and times. KarmaCast.com is a division of Mayhem Media.
Experience you've been waiting for. coming 2007, the ultimate paranormal community. Para, Hosa, spirits and hauntings, cryptozoology, UFO, ancient mysteries, all things paranormal. Para, Hosa, online paranormal community, live national ghost hunts, the ultimate paranormal community.
Coming soon at para-palooza.com.
Shadow governments, strange rituals, new world
shadow
order,
governments, strange
buried treasures, planetary mind control, military cover-up, corporate
shadow governments, strange rituals, new world order, buried treasures, planetary mind control,
magnified flying
objects,
presidential
assassinations,
Out there.
Out there. It's a strange world.
Visit outthereradio.net for more information.
Do you know that it is the middle word in life?
Talk to him in a while. Gotta give him a call.
Talk about someone who does some awesome paranormal experiments.
Oh yeah,
man.
Yeah, he's out there. He is out there.
Awesome.
It's one of those guys that I've known forever. Scott knows him. Scott B, who's sitting behind me right now, who knows him very well also. And it was one of those things where it's like, what, you ghost hunt too? We just kind of like met each other. We've known each other forever, right? And then one day we were like, so you do this stuff too? I'm like, yeah. He's like, why haven't we done anything together yet?
Exactly.
And we've done all kinds of cool stuff together. That's the guy you hear in our bump in and bumps, whatever we call them, telling people who we are. I guess,
right.
Say. Which we are Ghostly Talk, by the way. I am Scott Allen.
And I am Doug.
And I am Bonnie.
ITC night. Intense conversation. Apparently the conversation was much more intense while we were on break, too.
And we missed it. I was getting ice.
It always is.
Really? Yeah.
Actually, I was twisting Marcus's arm to try and get him to show up at an event we're going to be at.
Real quick, I know, Marcus, we've talked about this, and you're considering gracing us with your presence sometime this year. We have to look forward to this. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Wow. Now, I
don't know if you're which month, but Bonnie was pointing out a few of the events you guys are going to be at, so I'm going to try to target one of those first.
Well, we've had the pleasure of meeting your daughter, Nicole, which was absolutely a phenomenal weekend, I'm sure you heard all about it, and I hope I was a good host to your daughter, because the whole running joke all weekend was like, okay, Nicole, you have to, let's not... Be careful.
Yes,
don't stand
too near the river.
Yeah. Technically speaking, Ghostly Talk is responsible for you right now, and we don't want to call down the wrath of Marcus Leader.
Make sure that you are safe. Here, wear this,
helmet.
Wear this flak vest with all this stuff, okay? We're good to go. Hopefully we'll be seeing you this year, Marcus. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'll try to make that happen.
Yeah, hopefully we can do that. We will be... we're going to be all over the country.
Yeah.
That's for a whole other show, like every other show.
If you go to the website, click on the appearances.
Yeah, button.
Oh,
and
my god.
And Mark
gosh.
Said he'll be in Chicago in October.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Now that is awesome.
Well, there we go. Yeah, definitely.
We're hooking up.
One thing we don't promote enough on the show is the appearances page we have. We call it appearances because we couldn't call it anything else, really. It's one of the top tabs on the site. You go there, click on appearances, and it gives you a list of all the places that Ghostly Talk is going to be this year, which is pretty much the whole country. We decided to like tour this whole country this year and go to all these conferences that are going on. And there's more being added as we speak too.
Right, and those are the times when we come out of our basements and
the haunted winery here,
wineries and haunted basements, and we come out of we see the sun.
Yeah,
and
we cringe and then we move on. And we travel.
Yes.
So hopefully we'll be seeing you, Marcus. Everybody out there, check that page out. Check out the conferences. Come on out. We always promote those a lot around here. We want to see you guys all. We love hanging out and talking with people. ITC, let's keep moving on with this.
Yes, I want to know what has been going on in both Mark and Marcus's research and what's new on the ITC front. Mark Macy.
Yes.
What have you been up to? I mean, I know it's going to like start a full half-hour conversation. But what have you been up to on the ITC front? Who have you talked to? What's exciting and what's new?
Well, the main thing we're working on now is a documentary. We're really trying hard to spread the word because it seems the more good spirit is out in the consciousness of the people, the more fertile the ground is for ITC bridges to open up. So I'm really, for the past several years, I've been focusing on just getting the word out. And also I do the experiments with the Luminator, you know, getting spirit faces on Polaroid film. And I guess those are the two main things. But I'm toying with another project. I've never discussed this with anybody yet. It's kind of in just the development stage. And this could be the thing that's really important. I think fostering goodwill among a group of people over a period of time is such a challenge because of the hormones and the egos and the personalities that we have just as human beings. You know, it's just our nature to be dissonant and to get into conflicts once in a while. So I'm thinking of talking to experts like psychologists and psychiatrists and scientists, neurobiologists, that kind of thing, and finding out what it takes, what it would take for a group of people to commit themselves to fostering harmony for a period of, say, 5 years or 10 years, and then get people into this project and have them commit to doing a certain regimen. It might, I don't know what it would include yet, but I've got some ideas I'm not ready to discuss yet, but whatever it would take, I think that would be a key to the more advanced kinds of ITC contacts that I would like to see happen in the world, where you have bridges opened up to this paradise world, you know, where people are just totally content, and they choose to work with the Earth, not because they're stuck here, you know, but because they want to help our world. And you have them working with ethereal beings all together in this project with a group of humans who are in harmony. And those higher spirit beings can't work with us unless we are in harmony. So it's kind of a catch-22 here, and the project I'm envisioning would maybe take a big step toward that. And that's something I'm just beginning to work with.
Well, just so you know, I see, I believe it can be done. I don't know, I can't predict exactly what the experts will tell you, but I do know that there's glimmers in our paranormal past where people have come together and have been able to accomplish such things for lengths of time. For example, there was the incredible Philip experiment in Toronto, where was it a bunch of students got together. And decided to make up a ghost and then manifested him. And how does that work? The only way it can work, at least it has been theorized, is that their subconsciouses got together and produced some really good mojo. Mm-hmm. So something happened there, that's for sure. And then there's several other smaller examples, but that's the biggest example that I can think of. Of course, ITC itself. You guys have had some successful groups in the past, so that you've been part of, Mark. So I think it can be done. Can it be repeatable? That's the goal is. Is there some kind of ritual is probably a strong word for it, but ritual or preparation or thank you.
Si ana kia kapa.
Or
si ana una kapa.
Yeah, I'm sure all of us would be able to focus with that.
See, that's our problem right there. Is if we tried pulling something like that, it would be like 2 seconds into it, we'd all be on the ground laughing at each other.
Right,
that's our
that
problem.
Would be
is
the
we
problem.
Just laugh too much.
But there would be. But I think is there a ritual? Is there a an understanding?
Yeah.
Is there a something you can focus on? Is there a meditation you can do? Is there something that the experts agree on that can bring diverse groups of people together? Or they don't even have to be diverse. Like, what if you've got just people who all you know, shop at the same store, or people who are all in this station of life, or, you know, I mean, if mm-hmm. but as long as it's, you know, groups of similar people or groups of diverse people, as long as it can be repeated by multiple groups, mm-hmm. that's going to be the trick.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be the hard one. And if you find out, Mark, that's going to be an amazing, amazing accomplishment. And
I think so, because, well, this is getting off track just a little bit. The ethereal beings who are in contact with us, they told us about a project that's been underway for tens of thousands of years with humanity, trying to get us just to that position where ethereal beings could work with humans for a long period of time and open up new vistas of reality here on Earth that we can't even begin to dream of. And I know the ethereal beings want that to happen, and they've told us that they want a more of a multicultural group. They want people from different nations and cultures and religions to be part of this. So it's got to be more than just... It seems like what they really want to happen on Earth is a getting together of all people, people from all walks of life, basically, to kind of build a bridge. That's just my pie-in-the-sky dream, I guess. That's kind of what the long-term thing I'm working for. But for the short-term, it's the documentary and the Spirit Faces and whatever good... Like, I'm starting to get interested in Frank's Box. I want to take a look at that a little more closely. And that's where I'm at now for the short term.
Well, Mark, I have to say, for the long term, we hear this reoccurring statement / theme / idea all the time. Whatever field it may be, when it concerns people talking to the other side, let's say, the message is always the same. We've had just the Wonders, for example, that came on.
Yeah.
Rene Gaudet came on with the Wonders, and we talked about that. We've talked to just slews of people.
Gregory.
Thank you. Gregory.
Mick and Sylvie.
Thank you.
Mick and Sylvie Avery.
They're coming on the show, too, and I can't remember their name. That's wrong with me. Yeah, they all have the same message, Mark. It's like, okay, look, if we want to, we need to get our act together and start kind of working together as a race of people, as opposed to a group of people over here and a group of people over here. And we know what that always ends up being. It turns into a war, and it always seems to. Whenever you take ideas and you clash them together, they don't always seem to, like, mix together. They mix like oil and water. They completely just go separate all the time. The idea has always been the same thing, though. We need to kind of get together as a group of people, a race of people, if we want to progress further.
Do you think, Mark, that it had to be this way? Did we have to go through tens of thousands of years of what we've been going through before finally noticing this stuff? I mean, because we've had for at least a couple hundred years, we've had people go, you know, jumping up and down saying, there's the other side, they contact me, they do this, you know, you can study me, you can do this, you know, the spiritualism movement, the whole thing, the stories from the past, you know, so there's been little, you know, ripples in the water, but it never amounted to an actual wave, I don't think, until lately. Lately with the internet, lately with, you know, the ready access to publishing, the remarkable number of channels you can get on a television nowadays, versus, you know, just even what 20, 30 years ago. I mean, there's like so much more connectedness with all of that.
Yeah.
Did we have to go through it until now, or and do you see things changing now because of all these technological improvements, or could we have at some point in the past said, wait a minute, you know, Bill over there says that, you know, he just talked to a ghost. Why don't we all, like, get together and investigate that? And would we have known the answer by, you know, back then?
Well, the word that comes to mind while you were talking was bingo, I think.
I'm familiar with that word.
Yes, I do go to bingo sometimes.
You're talking about mass communications and making the world one through the Internet, and I think that's exactly what these finer realms of spirit have been waiting for this opportunity to bring humanity together. And we've been able to do it, like you were suggesting, you know, throughout history, in small clusters of people scattered here and there. But what they want to see now is it happen everywhere because of because it's not possible for the first time. So you hit it right on the head, yeah.
And I really think it's happening. I think that the more I talk to people, I mean, there's even just in the past, two or three years, all of a sudden there's paranormal conferences everywhere. And,
well, yeah.
And do you know what's interesting? I mean, there were the specialized ones. I mean, for example, I think the one at Penn State University.
Yeah, they've been doing that for a long time.
They've been doing that for since, yeah. You know, we were born.
I think
or
this
whatever.
Is their sixth one this year.
Yeah, so they've been doing that for a long time. So a lot of them have been, you know, recurring throughout time.
Yeah.
But now it's really finally very accessible, and you can actually get together and not be embarrassed by saying, "Oh yeah, I was walking through this building and I saw a ghost." You know, and you don't have to be embarrassed or wonder what people are going to say. I mean, all of a sudden you'll get a crowd around you. You know, what did it look like?
Mm-hmm.
Did it say anything? Was it your Aunt Martha? You know, I mean, there's all these different, you know, you'll get all these people, like, interested. I think that it's really changed for me now that I've been, you know, doing the show and talking to people about this, that my outlook has changed dramatically from just 6 years ago.
It's exciting to see that firsthand when you're coming from an area, I know, even you, Marcus, and you, Mark, and us here, where we were kind of doing this stuff before, when it was more of a taboo thing, where it was more taboo to talk about this stuff. And we were kind of going out on a limb talking about
this
stuff.
It was more of a curiosity before that than a taboo.
Yeah.
It was more of a curiosity, and you did run the risk of being, you know,
chastised.
Yeah, chastised and joked with. And
torn and feathered. Hung.
I still get that from my father.
Yeah, well, there you go. But
it's much more accessible. People
talk
about this a lot more. And I think really what it comes down to, and Mark, I'd like to hear what you think about this too, even you, Marcus, is an idea. It's a frame of mind people are moving to now, I think. And that's what's creating, I don't want to say the word hysteria, but it's creating this awareness.
But I wonder also if the other side has been waiting for this for so long that suddenly they're able to, like, assist.
I'm wondering
and
if they
get the ball rolling as
that's
well.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder if they they've had some kind of influence on this. Have they been a part of this plan, maybe? And go ahead, Mark.
Well, they've told us, Fredrik Jorgensen was like the father of EVP, Swedish filmmaker. And he told us after he died, he came through and said, "It's so very difficult for them to influence us psycho-spiritually, you know. And that's one reason they want this ITC to spread very quickly in the consciousness of people like you're talking about. Because in order for these contact bridges to be built, they have to be able to influence our mind, and we can influence their mind, you know. And we've been closed off for so long from spirit because of the Newtonian physics for the past 400 years, that right now things are starting to open up quite a lot, as you're suggesting. Yeah, as you're saying, I agree 100%.
It has really changed a lot.
Yes, it has. And
just over the last year.
And I'm thankful for that. Marcus, Marcus Leader.
Yep.
What's been up with you? I know that you have much going on, and you've been doing some fantastic stuff. So we want to get an overview of what you've been up to since we last spoke.
Well, I've still been working along the same lines. I had to pull back for a little bit off of my research and experiments because I'm in the process of starting up a business that's kind of unrelated to this. But so I've given a lot of my attention to that. But when I wasn't doing that, I made some refinements in the instruments that I use, like the transdimensional receiver that you've heard about before, and you've heard a few of the sound bites from that.
Oh yeah.
But what I found out after, in fact, it was I think a couple of months after I was on the show talking about it, I found out that the device that I'm using is influenced more heavily by magnetic fields than what I suspected. And the way this works, it doesn't have any microphone of any kind. Not any microphone that we think of as a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
It uses about a 3-inch amethyst, it's called an amethyst spirit crystal. That's just the name it was given, but it's an amethyst crystal point, a single point, but it's encrusted with thousands of little crystals around it. So it almost looks like hair, but if you look at it, they're actual crystals.
My God.
And so it greatly amplifies the ability for it to sense energy. And that's why I use that crystal. And what I do is I bombard from the base of the device. It has a 3,000-volt stream of electrical ions that shoot up and surround the crystal. And the actual beam of energy is modulated by whenever any type of contact is made, that beam of energy is modulated and the crystal picks it up. And, you know, I guess I probably should explain first. It's like when we use EMF meters, you know, to detect different energies or, you know, ghosts or anything like that, we're not detecting ghosts. There's no way to detect the ghost itself because it uses an energy that's different from the energy that we have here. But what we're detecting, you know, when an EMF meter goes off, we're detecting the effect that that entity has using their own energy from their dimension. They use that energy to affect the energy in our dimension. They don't generate magnetic or electric waves. They cause a sympathetic resonance of energy where their energy on that they're working with is oscillated, modulated, whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
and it's so close to our physical plane, our physical energy, that it causes it to start to vibrating the same speed. But the energies can't interact any other way. I mean, we don't have any instruments, in other words, that can listen or pick up energy from the next dimension up. But we can use our own energy to pick up the modulated energy from the next dimension. And that's what this device does. What happens is the beam goes up, surrounds the amethyst spirit crystal, and then you get usually a steady, like either a hum or like a hiss or almost like white noise.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's being generated when you listen to what the crystal is doing, you know, monitor the electrical activity. And then what I found out, and that's what I was doing the first time, and I got a couple pretty good results, but I couldn't always get it. It wasn't repeatable. And, you know, in order, that's part of the scientific process, you have to be able to repeat your results. And then I discovered that I had a magnetic oscillator that was turned on accidentally when I got that one voice that you played a few months back or whenever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that on. I didn't know it was on. And so all the other times I was trying, I didn't have that turned on.
Well, that's typical.
And that turns out that the magnetic oscillations, somehow it affects the ability to punch through the veil. Because what I'm trying to do with the device is to make the bridge to go through to the other side. It doesn't mean you're going to get it's like Mark was saying, it doesn't mean you're going to have contact. You know, you have to get someone's assistance on the other side in order to make a two-way conversation. But the device punches through. And
hey, Marcus, could I interject a question real quick? I'm just wondering.
We just lost Marcus.
I think we might have lost Marcus.
Oh, yeah, you know what?
Oh, no.
Well, go ahead and interject. What did you want to say, Marcus? We can get back on here.
You know, he said something about the spirit being trying to bring our electromagnetic forces, if I understood him right, up to the same frequency that maybe what they need would be just a resonant frequency here in the electromagnetic range that would resonate well with the subtle energy frequency or whatever term he uses to describe the energy that his spirit friends are using. Maybe instead of just the same frequency, it could be just a resonant energy.
Right, and yeah, he had alluded to that. He said that we couldn't... we can't actually affect the energy there, and they can't actually affect the energy here because it's two different energies. But they do work, but the energies, you know, because the two realms are so close together that the energies can affect each other.
Yeah.
Whereas we can't directly affect it, but they could. Can you try and get Marcus Leader?
What we're going to have to do is reset
we'll take
the
a break.
Line. Yeah, we got to take a break anyways.
Okay.
So we can do that on break. I don't know what happened. He just kind of dropped off. We'll get him back on, though. Let's take a quick break, though, all
right? Oh, that's a different show.
Something weird happened. I don't know. But that's all right, though.
I'm ghostly talking.
At least it happened. You know, at least. Wait. At least. least Murphy waited for break.
That's true. That's true. Murphy waited for break.
The benefit of the doubt. Is it all bad tonight?
Come storming in the room. Yeah.
We'll be right back, guys. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be back after this break.